This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day, in the late afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s, almost like yesterday. You might have received an email recently from Duke Energy warning about scammers targeting the company's customers. Spokesman Christina Hill says this scam has been targeting not only Duke Energy customers, but utility companies across the country for their last several months. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
What we saw with Duke Energy is that the targets really weren't slowing down.
Occasionally, the company may call customers to discuss their account, Hill explained. If it is a legitimate Duke Energy call, a representative will provide information that only the customer and Duke Energy would know. Hill says there are several red flags that customers should guard against.
If you get an unsolicited phone call from an individual who falsely claims to be with Duke Energy and they threaten immediate services connection, usually within 1 hour, that's one red flag.
Hill says Duke Energy customers who have delinquent accounts receive multiple notifications from the company over the course of several weeks prior to power service disconnection. She says it is never just a single notification 1 hour before the disconnection. In some cases, the scammer can manipulate the customer's caller identification or a phone number as the party calling. They will then ask customers to purchase a prepaid debit card to avoid service disconnection. Hill says Duke Energy will never ask customers to settle an account balance through a prepaid debit card. In response to the increasing scamming incidents, Hill says Duke Energy stepped up its campaign in August to educate customers about the issue through radio ads, messages on statements, and email alerts. For more information on how to protect yourself from these scams, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:09. More news coming up in just a moment. We'll tell you about the town's land use consultant and a new form-based code that could help revitalize parts of Chapel Hill.
Lucas was selling diamonds at one of those big national chain jewelry stores, but told her boyfriend not to get her ring there. Instead, go to Diamonds Direct.
Knowing the quality and the selection that he would have at Diamonds Direct, I specifically directed him to go to Diamonds Direct. The selection at Diamonds Direct is just huge. I did get a better diamond for better quality, better price.
Gina says mega national chain stores just couldn't measure up with lower quality diamonds and cookie cutter rings.
The quality wasn't there. The selection wasn't there.
And now with a Diamonds Direct ring on her finger. Well, Gina had to make the switch, so she left the corporate store and now loves helping people at Diamonds Direct.
We promise the best quality and the best price across the United States, hands down.
Hand-picked diamonds straight from the diamond cutters, the most sought-after designer rings in America, and the kind of personal service you deserve. That's Diamonds Direct.
Everybody knows about Diamonds Direct. Everybody wants to go, oh, I got my ring at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
At East 54, we have 11, make that 10, condos left. Three, make that two, on the golf side, and eight, seven, on the plaza side. So whether you're into the hustle and bustle of the plaza or the birdies and eagles on a spectacular Tom Fazio layout, East 54 is your own personal urban enclave. Retail, restaurants, a sports cafe, and a hotel on the inside, with easy access to even more on the outside. Meadowmont, UNC Wellness, two great groceries, more restaurants, more shopping, miles of paved trails. Add to that a condo with hardwood floors, tile, granite, stainless steel, 10-foot ceilings, glass, and a distinctive urban vibe, and, well, the countdown continues. Learn more at east54.com, because those nine condos, eight, seven, really, six, are going fast.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
611 at WCHL. The town's land use consultant, or I should say lead land use consultant, says a new form-based code could help revitalize parts of Chapel Hill. But some worry it will rob the council and the community of the power to control development in the Ephesus Fordham area. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt made it clear at a work session last night that he wants to see big changes to the area around the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard intersection.
We have a underperforming strip mall there. We have intersections that are impossible to navigate. You know, we have these dysfunctions there. And that distinguishes it from just about everywhere else. I mean, other parts of town have their problems, but this has got all of them at once.
Lee Einsweiler is a consultant hired to update the town's land use management ordinance. He says if applied correctly, form-based code has the power to transform parts of town that are currently underutilized.
We're talking about going from an auto-dominated portion of the community to a mixed-use walkable portion of the community with a much more intense development pattern than is there today.
The Ephesus Fordham area is under consideration for Chapel Hill's first experiment with form-based coding. Using a community-generated small area plan as its base, the council would designate certain parameters like building height, setback from the road, and parking. But beyond that, Einsweiler says approving new developments in the 150-acre area would be an administrative function.
In an ideal world, a form-based code is the result of great small area planning, great tight coding to that small area plan, and therefore, with very prescriptive standards, you can simply have a checklist for approving development.
This would be markedly different from the current rezoning and special use permit approval process, in which the council often bargains with developers to add affordable housing, transit infrastructure, and a host of other concessions. Einsweiler called this the Mother May I approach. But some on the council worry that the new method would come at a cost, as the form-based code does not allow the council to specify density within a development. There's also no mechanism for requiring developers to provide affordable housing, a traffic impact analysis, or energy-efficient technologies. Jim Ward said that would be a loss for the community.
To me, that seems like a loss from what we have now, the exactions that we can now, and the other thing that you also pointed out, that this process doesn't allow us to get an exaction on energy efficiency and on public art. And
right.
So those are important to this community, important to me.
But Einsweiler suggested that the code could provide the predictability developers are looking for. He said it might be enough to change Chapel Hill's reputation for being a tough place to do business. He stressed that the code would not be townwide, as it would only apply to certain areas designated by the council for redevelopment. Further, he said the council could allow the public to give input on design, landscaping, and building materials by participating in review by the Community Design Commission. Though he said there are some specifics yet to be ironed out, Kleinschmidt welcomed the concept as a way to revitalize a major entranceway to Chapel Hill.
There is regulation here. This is not, you know, Wild West, go for it. That's not what's going on with this form-based code idea. There's a lot of code, read rules, that have to be followed if you want to build and develop in this district. It's just, we're going to be, you know, writing them into it, and we're not going to be having three-year conversations about what the abandoned Volvo dealership should be. What we know it shouldn't be is an abandoned Volvo dealership. I mean, it's ridiculous.
The plan to create a form-based code is still in its early stages, with no action from the council planned until next spring. In the meantime, town planners are preparing to launch a process to update the land use codes. Staffers will be accepting public comment and answering questions at a series of events. You can find the full timetable and a list of topics by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Commissioners will hear an update on the search for a site for the Southern Branch Library at a work session coming up tonight. County staffers say only three of the seven locations suggested by Carborough and Orange County officials are suitable for the next phase of evaluation. These include a site on Brewer Lane in a future mixed-use development, a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery, and a site on Hillsborough Street near the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. Commissioners will discuss the next steps in the process, which could include an in-depth analysis of each site. County officials say they could cost up to $15,000 per location. The board will also review the Orange County Library strategic plan and review design plans for constructing a public meeting space in Hillsborough's historic Whitted Building. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Pat McCrory vetoed two bills in his first session as governor of North Carolina. And with a Republican-controlled legislature, any vetoes were going to be those of his own party.
To have your vetoes overridden by your own party will significantly weaken a governor, I believe, especially when you're talking about your base support of voters, and then also to an extent the moderate voters.
That's Orange County Democratic Party Chair Matt Hughes. 13 weeks of protests took place this session as the Forward Together movement deemed the rallies Moral Monday. At the weekly events, 924 people were arrested, many from Orange County, for things such as holding signs inside the legislative building and causing other distractions. One might see the vetoes as an attempt by the governor to get some of the Democrats, or at least moderates, on his side. Hughes says if that was his plan, it really didn't work.
A lot of people will say, okay, he vetoed these bills, great, but what about all those other bad bills? The Sharia law bill, the restrictions on abortion, the voter ID. But I think a lot of people will say, well, where was he on those? Why did he sign them or allow them to become law?
Governor McCrory held the Charlotte mayor's office for 14 years before being the first Republican governor in North Carolina since Jim Martin left back in 1993. He's just the third Republican in the office since 1901.
I think really what you're seeing is the governor's having a tough time transitioning from being a big city mayor, where you rely on overwhelmingly Democratic city council and a city manager.
Hughes says despite his own party being in control, Governor McCrory could be seen as powerless.
I think what you're saying is that the governor could at best be seen as leading from behind and at worst as not leading at all.
The 2014 election filing period is February 10th through 28th. Governor McCrory's seat isn't up for another 3 years, but a number of Democrats have already announced their intentions to run, including Chapel Hill's James Protchman, Durham attorney Ken Spaulding, and possibly Attorney General Roy Cooper. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. This is a very special month at Southern Season. And they have delicious food and great wine during the September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events. All at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can check them out online at southernseason.com. Not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning. Rand Northam is reporting on traffic as always, and if you spot anything unusual, something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL if you'd like to be a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, almost 90. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and the low around 65. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit cooler. We were originally saying that it was going to be in the low 80s. Well, now our forecast calls for highs tomorrow in the middle 80s, a slight chance of rain, and chance of rain tomorrow night as well, but it will definitely turn cooler tomorrow night with lows in the middle 50s. Saturday will be just in the upper 60s, low about 50 on Saturday night, and then on Sunday we're back in the upper 70s. So kind of up and down weather, a little bit cooler this weekend for sure. WCHL Championship Sports is coming up next, brought to you by Harrington Bank.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
I want to get a head start on college while I'm still in high school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech. I've got my bachelor's, but I still need a few classes to qualify for grad school. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
I want a new career that I can look forward to every morning. Where should I go?
Durham Tech.
This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. Visit durhamtech.edu to begin your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
Durham Tech.
The odds of hitting a hole-in-one are 12,000 to 1, but you can hit an ace every day by supporting Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. Tee off Monday, September 30th at Briar Creek Country Club and help anyone journeying with cancer. And meet our honorary chair and basketball great, Eric Montross. It's easy to register today at cancersupport4u.org or call Cornucopia at 401-9333. And thank you, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. North Carolina coach Larry Fedora says he never saw signs of alleged rules violations reported by Sports Illustrated while he was an assistant coach at Oklahoma State. SI reported improper payments to players from boosters and academic fraud within the program from 2000 through 2011. Fedora was the Cowboys offensive coordinator under Mike Gundy from 2005 through 2007 before becoming head coach at Southern Mississippi. Fedora, now in his second year here at Carolina, called the allegations, quoting here, shocking last night, but says he doesn't know if they're true. He says Gundy and administrators made it clear, quoting here, that you were going to do things right there, no doubt. Fedora said he has talked with UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham about those allegations. He also said he expected Oklahoma State officials would be aggressive and transparent with any investigation. The Atlantic Coast Conference has always been fertile ground for tight ends, and it still is. The league that has produced NFL stars like San Francisco's Vernon Davis, New Orleans' Jimmy Graham, Pittsburgh's Heath Miller has another promising crop on the rise. North Carolina's Eric Ebron, Dave Steinbaugh at Maryland, and Miami's Clive Walford are part of the cadre having an impact on the conference. Maryland quarterback C.J. Brown says Steinbaugh is his security blanket and reliable receiver he always looks to when he's open. Syracuse associate head coach and offensive coordinator George McDonald says the tight end has become a marquee position, no longer reserved just for 250-pound offensive linemen who occasionally catch a pass. The league's rosters and statistics bear that out. And, of course, Carolina has an outstanding tight end, Eric Ebron. Cam Newton says he doesn't have an issue with new offensive coordinator Mike Shula's play calling with the Carolina Panthers, even after being limited to a career-high 125 yards in the air in the NFL season opener. Newton believes the Panthers will make adjustments this Sunday at Buffalo, saying the team absolutely plans to target the Bills' injury-plagued secondary and take a few more shots downfield in the passing game. Panthers coach Ron Rivera on Monday called Carolina's offensive approach too conservative in the team's 12-7 loss to Seattle. Newton isn't panicking about the loss or the play calling, saying whether it's 50 shots downfield, 50 slants, or 50 running plays, my job is set on each and every play. I want to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. UNC women's soccer star senior midfielder Crystal Dunn was named the nation's best for her superb play on the field this past week. Dunn was named most valuable offensive player of the 2013 Duke Nike Classic, scoring in both those games and leading Carolina to a pair of victories over top-flight teams. First, it was UCLA on Friday night and then West Virginia on Sunday. She was at her best last weekend, which is pretty darn good, helping UNC control possession in both games. In all, Carolina outshot the Bruins 23-6 and the Mountaineers by a whopping 19-3 margin. Dunn's no stranger to big accolades, having earned the National Player of the Year Award and the ESPY Award for Best Female College Athlete, coming off her inspiring performance in the 2012 NCAA tournament that ended in yet another championship moment for the Tar Heels. Next chance for Tar Heel fans to savor Crystal Dunn's magic will be Thursday night. Carolina opens ACC play with a road trip tonight up to Blacksburg, taking on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Carolina women's soccer on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 6:25. Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
And by LiftMaster garage door openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting in Geneva today with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov to talk about how and when the Syrian chemical weapons will be destroyed. Nobody knows more about how to do this than we and the Russians do, says our CBS News colleague David Martin.
They've both spent the past 16 years dismantling their own massive stockpiles under the terms of a treaty banning chemical weapons. Syria didn't sign that treaty, so it has spent those same years adding to its own stockpiles, which now total an estimated 1,000 tons of chemical agents.
We'll see whether Syria will really cooperate with UN weapons inspectors, whose job will be to find and to dispose of all that. More after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like auto owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get auto owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto owners insurance. The no problem people. Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. David Martin spoke with a man who knows a lot about serious chemical weapons.
Steve Bucci spent part of his career in Special Forces tracking serious chemical weapons.
Syria is considered by most experts as a chemical weapons superpower. They've got a lot of it. It's weaponized for the most part, and it's useful. So it's not just stuff sitting in laboratories or in storage sites. They're already in artillery shells, rocket warheads, air-droppable munitions.
How long will it take to round all this up and to dispose of it, David Martin?
In Iraq, UN weapons inspectors spent years ranging over the country in search of chemical weapons, constantly ending up in confrontations with Iraqi officials.
As with Iraq, Syria would have to declare exactly how many chemical weapons it has and where they are stored. That would be the first sign it intends to cooperate with the UN and is not just playing for time.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina 1663. It's half off. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner available until midnight. Come on down and enjoy your old Southern favorites with a modern approach. All their items are sourced locally and made in-house. And in addition to the dining room, you can enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. Carolina 1663 opened on June 16th and can't wait to introduce you to their contemporary Southern cuisine. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available until midnight, so make sure you buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
Right, good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Presented by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley for that special engagement ring you've been dreaming of for so long. Make sure it's the right one. Berkeley Grimble can help at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Grimble's is Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, and they're right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. It's 69 degrees right now, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today, about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the middle 60s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, it's going to be cooler with a low down in the middle 50s. On Saturday, we'll get up and around 68 degrees. And that's it.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A sit-down in Switzerland for Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They hope to figure a way to find and control Syria's chemical weapons. In Damascus, correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
The U.S.-based NTI think tank says that Syria's chemical arsenal is spread between multiple research, production, and storage sites. Across a country that's now a complex patchwork of battle zones and shifting front lines.
In Geneva, reporter John Zaracosta says if Syria does cooperate...
The global agreement provides for challenge inspections where inspectors come unannounced and look around. But first of all, the Syrians have to provide the lists. Once these lists are provided, there are capabilities to find out if they're cheating.
Former UN Ambassador Thomas Pickering says once Syria provides data on chemical stockpile locations...
There has to be a strong monitoring and inspection arrangement set up in order to assure that any agreements arrived at are being carried out.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, it's 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. You might have received an email recently from Duke Energy warning about scammers targeting the company's customers. Spokeswoman Christina Hill says the scam has been targeting not just Duke Energy customers, but utility customers across the country for the last several months. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story. A scam you need to watch out for.
What we saw with Duke Energy is that the targets really weren't slowing down.
Occasionally, the company may call customers to discuss their account, Hill explained. If it is a legitimate Duke Energy call, a representative will provide information that only the customer and Duke Energy would know. Hill says there are several red flags that customers should guard against.
If you get an unsolicited phone call from an individual who falsely claims to be with Duke Energy and they threaten immediate services connection, usually within 1 hour, that's one red flag.
Hill says Duke Energy customers who have delinquent accounts receive multiple notifications from the company over the course of several weeks prior to power service disconnection. She says it is never just a single notification 1 hour before the disconnection. In some cases, the scammer can manipulate the customer's caller identification or a phone number as the party calling. They will then ask customers to purchase a prepaid debit card to avoid service disconnection. Hill says Duke Energy will never ask customers to settle an account balance through a prepaid debit card. In response to the increasing scamming incidents, Hill says Duke Energy stepped up its campaign in August to educate customers about the issue through radio ads, messages on statements, and email alerts. For more information on how to protect yourself from these scams, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The town council decided on Monday to postpone a decision about severing ties with Saratov, Chapel Hill's sister city in Russia. The country's anti-gay policies prompted a petition to end the relationship. The council delayed taking action to have more time for public input. The petition was proposed by Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt and Councilmember Lee Storo last month in response to Russia's growing discrimination and violence against its lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens. Both leaders are openly gay. Storo explained that the postponement was not an indication of what the council will ultimately decide, but rather an acknowledgement of the differing opinions surrounding the issue. He added that occasionally a petition that is non-controversial or doesn't have much substance to it will be taken up immediately by the council.
So Mark and I and the rest of council thought it would be best to schedule a public hearing for later in September or October.
An excerpt from the statement released by Storo and Kleinschmidt last month said, quoting here, as openly LGBT politicians, the visuals and news stories coming out of Russia since the enactment of Russia's new anti-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender law banning homosexual propaganda have been heartbreaking. They added that Chapel Hill currently has no communication with Saratov, and due to the enactment of Russia's anti-LGBTQ policies, they saw no reason to keep the relationship even in name. Storo said that elected officials in Saratov have not responded to the statement. Some Chapel Hillians, though, have expressed their desire to use the town's relationship to show the importance of tolerance.
And I think that there's a way we can take a stance that includes ending the ties and severing the relationship, or there might be another creative solution we could talk about. And I look forward to getting that input during the public hearing.
Lee Storo said the nonprofit group Equality NC emailed several cities in the area last month asking them to consider ending relationships with Russian cities following the country's enactment of laws banning homosexual propaganda. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools face another tough budget cycle for this year and the next, due in part to cuts in funding from the General Assembly. That's why Board of Education is thinking carefully about contributing $5,000 to a new organization formed by the State School Boards Association, whose agenda, some have said, could be too political. At last week's Board of Education meeting, member Mike Kelly was the first to speak up in opposition of giving money to the newly formed North Carolina School Boards Association's Action Center. It was formed as a way to strengthen the local school board's advocacy efforts. In a memo to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, reps of the Action Center explained that public education and local school board authority was under attack. The memo also clarified that the Action Center will not endorse political candidates or establish a political action committee. James Barrett said that he didn't see a problem with more efforts to advocate for education.
It's the same work and the same lobbying that we already support with our money.
The School Boards Association is a 501c3 organization which has limited funds that it can invest advocacy and grassroots engagement. The new Action Center was created as a 501c4 and will be able to generate additional resources for expanded advocacy efforts. Jamesetta Bedford, vice chair of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, said that she believes there is no harm in using public dollars for the public purpose of advocating for public education.
I am a politician. It is my job as a school board member to advocate for children, just like PTAs advocate for children.
Bedford said she wanted more clarification concerning the Action Center's budget and bylaws. Chair Michelle Brownstein agreed, saying that a public conversation was necessary before any action was taken.
I'll just say I would need a whole lot more information to feel comfortable writing a check that certainly had my name on it as the chair.
Brownstein decided to table the donation discussion until after the September 18th District 5 School Boards Association meeting. County commissioners will hear an update on the search for a site for the Southern Branch Library. Their work session coming up tonight. County staffers say only three of the seven locations suggested by Carborough and Orange County officials are suitable for the next phase of evaluation. These include a site on Brewer Lane and a future mixed-use development, a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery, and a site on Hillsborough Street near the Martin Luther King Jr. Park. We have all the details on this story on our website at chapelborough.com. Tonight at the Hargraves Community Center, you are invited to come out for the Good Neighbor Initiative's annual Neighborhood Night Out and Block Party, an event designed to build connections between UNC students and Chapel Hill residents, particularly in neighborhoods near campus. It's a free event co-sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill, UNC Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, Empowerment Inc., and Lux Chapel Hill. Buns and Ben & Jerry's will provide food. There will also be music, games, kids' activities, and prizes. Aaron Bockenheimer is UNC's Director of Fraternity, Sorority Life, and Community Involvement. He spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck about tonight's event on the Wednesday afternoon news. You can hear that interview by viewing the story on our website at chapelborough.com. The Neighborhood Night Out and Block Party is tonight from 5 until 9 p.m. at Hargraves Community Center, located at 216 North Roberson Street. Bockenheimer says the block party usually draws several hundred attendees each year. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Walt Mack is back. He says, think twice before you tweet, especially if you're a UNC student-athlete. That commentary on the way next.
Don't try harder, enjoy more. Imagine experiencing a richer life without the striving, stress, and frustration we can heap upon our lives. My name is Kenneth Bernard, lead pastor at Grace Church in Chapel Hill. There's a better way to do life than gritting your teeth, trying harder, and hoping things get better. Join us this month at Grace Church as we explore a life perspective that is biblical, grace-filled, and fun. Your world will come alive afresh with a new lens on life. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives. GraceLife.com.
100 years from now, what story will your home tell? If you're looking for a sustainable and environmentally friendly option for your home, look no further than Best Tile. We bring you designs from all over the world, but we also have options that are made right here in the U.S. Tile is a naturally renewable resource and has little environmental impact, so you can be green and save some green. After all, tile lasts the lifetime of your home. So, let your home tell your story.
Best Tile, local store, global selection. Visit our showroom at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9. 9FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Oh, how tweet it is. That's tweet, as in Twitter. Tweeting can be fun, but it can also be hazardous to your health as well as to your well-being, according to a recent study. It's so easy to voice our dissatisfaction with a tweet, and that could get us into hot water. UNC student-athletes, it seems, are particularly vulnerable or even addicted to it. Among those who have been eavesdropped tweeting is P.J. Hairston, UNC's trouble-prone guard on the men's basketball team. Hairston, whose need for speed has caused him run-ins with the law, has a passion for tweeting. Responding to his arrest, Hairston tweeted, "Bad things do happen. How I respond to them defines my character and the quality of my life," unquote. The Daily Tar Heel student newspaper reports verbatim all the tweets of UNC athletes, men and women, on its website. It's called Hark the Tweets. And the Daily Tar Heel encourages its readers to report any student-athlete tweets. The reason? Tweeting is a major source of big stories. A poll of those using social media found more than half of those surveyed said they at times regretted what they had posted on Facebook or Twitter. And half of those have said their lives had suffered as a result of negative tweeting. Most commonly, those who have experienced unpleasant feedback from social media said their confidence fell after comparing their own achievements to those of friends online. Two-thirds said they found it hard to relax completely or to sleep after spending time on the social media sites. And one-quarter of those polled said they had been faced with difficulties in their relationships with their friends and acquaintances after being confrontational. The best advice: think twice before tweeting. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Philadelphia Eagles used Chip Kelly's spread offense, which he was wildly successful with at Oregon, but had not been proven in the pros, in an impressive 33-27 win over the Washington Redskins this past Monday night. The Tar Heel head coach Fedora, a firm believer in the spread offense, keep a keen eye on the Eagles' success.
I was interested. I mean, there's been a lot of talk from the NFL and all the people that are the experts that said that it wouldn't work, you know. And it was good to see that he was able to take the spread offense up there and have success with it.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all
all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Eagles effectively used cut blocks in the game. Is that something Coach Fedora considers?
Quite a bit of quick passing game, which is going to enable them to, to cut block. They probably don't spend as much time in protection. You know, I noticed a couple times they brought one backer on a blitz, and he got to the quarterback both times. So, you know, that's obviously got to be a scat protection where they've got to get the ball out, and he probably hadn't adjusted that yet. But when they're able to do that and they're able to cut some people and slow some people down, they're going to make a lot of plays.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
It is going to be interesting to see if Chip Kelly has long-term success in the NFL. 647 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Coming up, traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way. We also have Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And today's WCHL hometown hero. Don't go anyplace.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great famous chewy ice. It's all guaranteed to taste great. It's only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, let's check in with Rand Northam and find out what's going on with our traffic situation this morning. And Rand, before you get started, nice choice today.
Thank you very much.
Always love that deep purple, shirt you wear.
Almost a plum.
It's like an eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think that's a great room color, too. I've seen that used in people's houses sometimes.
Very interesting.
Really nice.
You'd have to use a nice, different, you'd have to have a lot of windows in that room,
yeah.
I would think.
I think so, yeah. Too. Yeah, it would be too dark otherwise, but that's a great shirt.
If you want us to come and decorate your house, we are clearly available for that.
You don't need me for that. Just have Ran over.
I don't know about that.
Because he's the one who wears the great clothes, not me. Well, anyway, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Traffic is moving smoothly this morning to start things off. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely, and we always appreciate those Road Warriors out there.
Hey, I'm just curious, but when you go out and about, as you are a lot, do people talk to you about your clothes that you're wearing every
morning? Well, actually, when I leave here, I put on a full suit.
Oh, really?
And I'm always walking around town in a full suit.
It's a good thing you don't do that for the morning show. Because I'd have a field day with that one. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Southern Seasons. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during the September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other in-store events during the month of September at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online, southernseason.com. It's 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. Our high about 88. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers, low 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain, high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, it starts to get interesting. We'll have a slight chance of rain, but cooler temperatures with lows in the middle 50s. On Saturday, our high only in the upper 60s, and we'll get down around 50 on Saturday night. So there is some cooler weather on the way. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Actor Dickie Moore, who is one of the kids on our gang, is 88 years old today. Little Rascals. Not sure which one he was. Actor Freddie Jones is 86. Actress Linda Gray is 73. She, of course, is on Dallas, Sue Ellen. Singer Maria Muldaur, 71, Midnight at the Oasis. And let's see here, Jerry Beckley, one of the members of America, is 61 years old today. Original MTV VJ, Nina Blackwood, 61. Love Nina Blackwood. Let's see here, Neil Peart, a member of Rush, 61 years old today. Actor Peter Scolari, 58. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback is 57. Actress Rachel Ward, 56 years old today. Actor Darren Burroughs, 47. Ben Folds, of Ben Folds 5 fame, and from Chapel Hill, 47 years old today. Actor, comedian Louis C.K., 46. Actor Josh Hopkins, 43. Actor Ben McKenzie, 35. Singer Ruben Studdard turns 35 today. Basketball player Yao Ming is 33. Singer actress Jennifer Hudson is 32. And actress Emmy Rossum is 27 years old today. A star who makes all those other stars look really small in comparison. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Spranzi of Chapel Hill has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Robert! Boy, I'm not sure exactly how old Robert is, but I do know he's old. Robert, have a great birthday, buddy. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metabot. And Robert Spranzi's going to celebrate. Congratulations from UPS, Chris Derby and the folks. And happy birthday, Robert Spranzi, from all of us here at WCHL. 97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Kiger.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what you got on your mind today?
Wounded, and I returned, even after Ron toyed with my...
I was not a blow to your ego.
No,
come on.
No.
Come on. It's been too many years. Yes, it doesn't matter anymore.
No kidding. Youth. Youth.
Yes. Yes, I know. Except you and I were experiencing our youth after we should have been adults, I guess.
Yeah, well, we were late bloomers.
Or just not necessarily late bloomers, but just late hangers-on.
Yeah, exactly. Refuse to accept the reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I got started.
But we had fun doing it.
I think I got started about as early as everybody else did, but I just hung on to it a little bit longer. Oh, well, man. What's up today?
Today we're doing Egyptians.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Bengals. What was her name? Hoffman.
Susanna Hoffman.
She was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Beautiful girl.
Walk like an Egyptian. Egyptian.
I can't remember.
That's good. All right, Egyptians. Ready? What did Cleopatra hide in a basket of figs?
What did she hide in a basket of figs? I don't know.
It's not what you're thinking.
I don't know
there.
The answer to that.
What did Cleopatra hide in a basket of figs?
Okay. Somebody out there will know.
Of course! This is a classic.
I don't have a clue what that is.
Yeah, you will. As soon as I give you the answer, you'll go, ah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I got it.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
You can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Good to go.
Yes.
And
you can bring in a trivial prize.
Yeah, and swap
it with somebody who brought in something earlier.
Somebody else's trivial prize.
Please do, yeah.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sydney Sims is Operations Manager at the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill. She was nominated for Hometown Hero recognition by Myra Austin. What makes Sydney Sims so special?
Sydney Sims is special because she is a team player. She helps the Seymour Center run smoothly. She's a creative person. She's developed over 100 programs over the course of the last year for the older adults of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. She's got a lot of spirit and just a pleasant person to be around.
Sydney goes way beyond the call of duty. She loves older citizens, and she loves to get creative.
Yep, she spends a lot of her time working on travel programs. She organizes trips both domestically and internationally, and she puts a lot into the planning and the location and the event. Particularly when there is a domestic trip, it's a little more room for a little more creativity sometimes, and the places that they go and the things they do, like there might be a mystery trip or, you know, some exciting feature where she doesn't actually disclose all of that in the details, and it adds to the fun part of the trip.
She loves to get creative, doesn't she?
Yes.
How long has she been there at the Senior Center, and what led her to do that kind of work in the first place?
Sid has always had a love for older adults from the time she graduated from her college career and worked with older adults in one capacity or the other. She's actually been with the Orange County Department on Aging and, of course, formerly at the Chapel Hill Senior Center and now the Seymour Center since early in 2001, so almost 13 years.
I know that the Seymour Senior Center is having a very special event, Food Truck Rodeo, and Sydney is coordinating all this.
It will be our first ever Food Truck Rodeo at the Seymour Center. We have 5 to 7 different vendors, a good variety for folks. We'll have the food trucks on our property, and we've got designated parking, and it's for the entire community. It's not just for older adults. And, of course, the food costs will range between $5 and $10, and we invite the community to come out October the 10th. Starts at 4:30, so we're looking forward to an exciting new event for the Seymour Center and the Chapel Hill Orange County community.
Our thanks to Myra Austin, and congratulations, Sydney Sims, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, Sydney, better known perhaps as Sid.
Ladies and gentlemen, what in the world? Did Cleopatra
hide in a basket of figs?
It wasn't fig news.
Okay.
Figs. An asp!
An asp!
An asp! You must enunciate clearly.
A snake.
Yeah!
In other words, the snake.
Snake.
Al Wilson.
Ah,
remember that song?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
An asp, known as the last pharaoh of ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
She was a member of the Ptolemy dynasty until she aligned herself with Mark Antony, which proved to be a bad move.
Who went on to have a long-time fling with Jennifer Lopez, but that's another story.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Jennifer, Deke Hudson, who called in with the answer to our question this morning. Deke Hudson gets a swap trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Carolina 1663. It's half off. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner available until midnight. Come on down and enjoy your old Southern favorites with a modern approach. All their items are sourced locally and made in-house, and in addition to the dining room, you can enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. Carolina 1663 opened on June 16th and can't wait to introduce you to their contemporary Southern cuisine. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available until midnight, so make sure you buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Going to be a nice day today, partly sunny, just a slight chance of rain late in the afternoon.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.